Wait a minute. Are you really hungry?
I ain't eaten in 2 days.
2 days? Why not?
I haven't any money.
Neither have the pigeons, but they eat regular.
This is a scene from the 1933 film Man's Castle, starring Spencer Tracy and Loretta Young. It's a lesser-known Tracy flick about a homeless woman who falls for his gruff character. The movie will be shown during this weekend's third annual Spencer Tracy Film Festival at Freeport's Lindo Theater. Why Freeport? Standing outside of the Lindo, festival organizer Ed Finch explains.
While Spencer Tracy himself was born in Milwaukee, his parents were both born here, grew up here, and then off and on during his life, they came back here, and he spent a lot of his youth during the summers, that sort of thing here. He really considered Freeport his hometown for most of his life.
Finch says Tracy's parents are buried in the city's Calvary Cemetery. Co-organizer Alan Wenzel says the connection makes Freeport a perfect place to remember the prominent family.
We have folks who come to the movies who remember, the Tracy family and remember stories, you know, when the Tracy family was living here in Freeport, and they share those after the movie too. So it's a nice time to interact with the audience and to engage them in a conversation about the movie they just viewed.
Now, where have I always told you that the Smiler hid the dough?
Where?
Right there.
Finch says choosing which films to show is a bit of an art.
It's a mad, 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 mad world. You got to get all four of them in there.
He likes to see if there's an upcoming anniversary for the original release date. He also likes to mix Tracy's more well-known films with more obscure ones. Whether it's a recognizable role or a hidden gem, Finch says Spencer Tracy had a gift.
He played characters who sort of had a twinkle in the eye, and they were very likable. Even when he played the bad guy, the antagonist in a movie, you sort of kind of liked him. I think it was part of it was his Irish background, just a genial person. And so that comes across on the screen all the time.
Wenzel says Tracy was also a behind-the-scenes talent.
And he was kind of known for being a one-take person. He would get it right the first time. And directors liked working with him because they didn't have to do take after take after take. He could portray the character, interpret the character so easily.
Wenzel and Finch have spent years researching trivia about the actor that they share before the beginning of each film. That includes a little gossip of Tracy's personal life, and as a typical Hollywood star, he had plenty. Still, Finch says it's the movies that really stand the test of time.
And so seeing all of these films from early in his career and the kind of work he was doing has really been an education for me, and it's fascinating. So at this point, until I see all 70 of them, I probably won't be able to pick a favorite.
Maybe that's not such a bad, 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 bad problem to have. I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.